Oh, hey, friends. Welcome to It's Usually Black and White podcast. It's me, Sharita.
And Nicole.
And we are going to get this Wine Wednesday going. So let's go.
Yes, I got my wine. Do you?
I don't. I just had quite the time. Been driving my husband's car because my car, the batteries, all kinds of stuff is going wrong with it. So we're in the market for a new vehicle. And so he was out there working on it, trying to jump it and get it, you know, started and, you know, to kind of move it around a little bit. And then he got stuck right in the middle of the street as I was cooking dinner and preparing for this podcast. So he comes in and he's like, I need your help so I can get the car out of the middle of the street, because both ways you see cars just, you know, coming down the street and then turning around because we're right in the middle of the street. So I had to hurry up and help him do that. So I had to hurry up and stuff my face in like 2 minutes and then come to the podcast. So no, I do not have a drink. All that to say this, no, I have water left over from work that I'm drinking right now.
You should be drinking straight out the bottle. I am drinking, of course. I mean, it's Wednesday, but no, I started drinking when I was cooking dinner. I like to drink while I cook and then drink after and drink with my dinner.
So you like to drink all the time?
Yeah. I'm like Karen from Will and Grace. I like to drink.
I hear you. All right, friend. It's been a long time since we've podcast. You've had a lot of things going on. Anything you want to share or tell our people why we haven't been around?
Well, my brother was in town from LA for the first time in 2 years. So I was super, like with him, held up, doing a lot of fun things, drinking all the wine, eating all the pasta, and we had a great time. And then the day after he left, we also celebrated my youngest daughter's birthday. She turned 12. And then the day after my brother left, my husband had surgery and was in the hospital for an entire week. And now we're home, and now I'm finally back to work, and things are getting a little normal, so I'm back in business.
Hey, man, welcome back. Glad you guys are all home. He's doing well. Kiddo turned 12. It's been a busy couple weeks for you.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad we're back, too. And once he gets back to work, girl, I'm like, I love you, but I need you to go. It's been 2.5 months, and I cherish my days off with the house to myself during the week. Every day, he's just there every day. And I'm like, I want the house back to myself. So I'm going to need you to go. Let's get better.
That's funny. Yeah, I never have the house to myself. And when I say never, I mean never. So we both work from home. My husband has always worked from home for as long as I've known him. And so I used to leave the house to go to work, and now I don't, since I work from home now. My kid, she's always here if she's not in school or doing some type of activity. So even if one of them leaves for a little bit, the other one is always still here. So I never have the house to myself. And I think I've grown, like, I'm good with that. I've grown to love that, because now when either one of them leave, it's just like, okay, hurry up and come back. So that's funny that we're so opposite in that way.
Well, too, with you, your house is much larger than mine. So
that means nothing.
Your house is the type of house. But your house is the type of house, if you wanted to be in one part of your house and your, you know, your daughter and your husband were in other parts of the house, is quiet for you. I don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like here. That's why I cherish my summers, because I have such a large backyard and I have beautiful seating areas and fire, and I just sit outside, and I have a hidden wine den underneath my deck. And if I go down there and I don't tell anyone I'm going outside, it takes a while for them to figure out where I'm at. So,
oh, I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, my friends. So anything in the news you want to chat about? I've got a couple of relationship things that I wanted to talk about that I saw on Reddit. So I don't know, somehow I signed up for Reddit. I don't know how they got my email address. They keep sending me these emails with like little snippets of conversations or questions that people are asking relationship wise. And I thought a lot of them were pretty interesting. But I didn't know if there was anything. Yeah, I think it'll be fun to kind of talk through those and kind of, you know, equate it with our lives and how we view things relationship wise. I know we've been talking a lot about parenting and I haven't seen too much of that on here. So I thought it'd be fun to do that. But I didn't know if there was any type of like stuff in the news that you want to talk about or anything that you're seeing social media wise.
Well, I guess the one thing that comes to my mind right away, and just because it just happened yesterday, is the Target out here in West Omaha had an active shooter in it and actually made Yahoo News.
Oh, shut up. Did it?
Mm-hmm. It did. So it's like it made like world news or whatever. But mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that no one was shot, even though the man was actively shooting inside the Target. And I'm thankful that the police took care of him and it's done and over with. And no innocent victims were harmed. But it makes me think of a couple of things that I think we could discuss. It makes me think of the fact that we're really lax when it comes to taking care of mental health in America. Mm-hmm. I think that there needs to be more resources and programs and help available to people who truly need it. And then I also think, I was thinking about it as a mother, because everyone knows I'm in Target 4 to 5 times a week. I mean, I live there. I should have a mortgage in Target. Mm-hmm. And when my daughter comes with me, she's only 12. I mean, but now that she is 12, it's like, if I'm over here looking at something in this aisle and she wants to go 5 aisles down and look at something, she goes and does that. So it made me think, as a mother, I know how many children are in a Target at any given moment with their parents. And when that could have happened, how would I have felt if I was just a regular day shopping at Target and shots started ringing out and I knew my child was like 5 or 6 aisles away from me?
Right. That's scary.
It's just so much to think about. And it just makes me really sad that you can't feel safe just going to the store and grabbing something.
Right. So, yeah. So just to kind of talk about what happened there, and then I don't want to make light of it, but I did see something else that I want to share that I thought was hilarious. So what happened was in our West Omaha area, well-known Target, big, huge, nice, fun Target, has all the things. I shop there often. My sister-in-law, that's her Target of choice. So that's scary, just knowing that, you know, people who frequent, you know, that store often.
Right.
So there was an active shooter who went in and actually shot his gun. And like Nicole said, luckily nobody died, but the police did come in and did kill him. The story made Yahoo. I didn't realize that. That's kind of cool. But I don't really know the circumstances or what his plan was or what was the point. Was he shooting at people and missing? Was he shooting at the ceiling? I mean, that's really neither here nor there, but it would be interesting to know what was his motive or what was he trying to do. Hopefully we get some more information on that. It's really scary that it happened. And I'm just like, well, what happened? I'm so glad, so grateful that nobody died. But what was that person doing? Was that person, you know, to bring it back to your mental health concern, like, were they, you know, was something happening with them mentally? Were they going in there to, you know, no pun intended, target somebody? You know, what was going on in their head? It's so scary. And we had the big Von Maur massacre, you know, mm-hmm. several years ago. So we're no stranger to this type of violence, but it's just, you obviously you can't and you don't want to get used to it, but it's so scary. Like Von Maur is a place that I go to often. Target is a place that I go to often. It's just, you never know when you leave the house, you just never know. Right.
Right.
So not to make light of this, but so, you know, obviously on your local news channels, on the Facebook, you know, they always post about these things. So we here have this thing called Omaha Scanner. So Omaha Scanner is a Facebook page that just tells us about things that's going on the police scanners, right? So here I am, minding my own business, working, and I come across, the Omaha Scanner talking about this active shooting that happened on 180th and what is that, Maple? 180th and Maple, okay? This is in Omaha, West Omaha. So I'm just going to read you some of this thread that I saw because it gave me absolute life in a horrific situation. You ready for this, friend?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to call this lady May. Okay. That's not her
Okay.
real name, but I'm going to call her May. May writes, I was just at the Target in Papillion 3 weeks ago. Could have been me, with three exclamation
No,
points.
one of
So
those.
for people who aren't familiar, like Papillion is what, 30 minutes away from that Target?
30
20,
minutes
30, it's
away
like a whole
from
other city. Like we live in Omaha. Papillion is its own thing. Okay. It's not that far, but it's not 2 blocks away, right? So somebody writes her back and says, this is 180th and Center. I work there. Actually, it's not. It's 180th and Maple, right?
I think it was the one
Or
in
it
center.
was the one. Yeah, it was on
Yeah.
Center. Yep, you're right. So then somebody writes back to May and says, I was at the Target in Kansas City last year. Could have been me. And somebody else responds, I was at the one in Fort Collins last year. I'm lucky it wasn't me. So
Oh my
then May writes back, responds, and says, scary, exclamation points. And then writes the other friend back and says, God is good, exclamation points. So then another person says to May, oh my God, I was at the one in Florida. Wow, close call. May says, whoa. And then another friend says, I was at a Target in Tokyo 5 years ago. Could have been me. Well, then another friend says, hey, May, I was at the Walmart in Bellevue, too close for comfort. And May writes, tell me about it. Gonna hug the little ones a little tighter tonight. So somebody else writes back to May and says, are you being serious? And May says, I love my children. So then another person writes, I'm crying, like I'm doing, right? Like I'm dying at this thread. So this
I'm
person
so
writes,
mad I didn't see
oh
this.
girl, I got screenshots. I'll send it to you. So
Okay.
this person writes, I'm crying with the, cry emoji. And May writes back, it's okay to be emotional. So,
Oh, bless your heart, May.
girl. So then May says, or so somebody else says, I was at a quick shop in North Korea. It could have been me. May says, oh, now you're just being a goof.
Oh, now
Yeah.
we're just moving.
Now you're just goofing around. When I
Oh,
tell
man.
you, I laughed so hard reading this. I was like, this cannot be serious. And I was like, May has got to know that like they're making fun, but she's like writing with all these, exclamation points, like, whoa, God is good. Gonna hug my kids tighter tonight. I was just like, is this real life? Like the whole rest of the thread is of course serious. And I was just like, is anybody else reading this? This is the best thing I've ever read on a Facebook thread. Could not believe it.
Oh
But yeah.
my gosh.
So
Well,
not
there's always those people that like make it about them and it has
oh,
nothing
for
to do
sure.
on any given day of the week.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
May,
true.
you deserved all of
I
that.
know. I was like, May, get your life, May, but I am here for it.
Oh,
So let me
that's
tell you something
hilarious.
that happened to me and my daughter the other night. Kind of scary, and I might have overreacted. I don't know. So we were at Hy-Vee, a grocery store, if you're not aware, and it was probably about I think she got out of school like 5:15, so 5:30. It's dark here at that time, and it was just me and her. We were just picking up a couple groceries, and we came to the car, and I was parked probably two away from the door, like from the right in the front, right in the front parking part. So I was like two away, and we're putting the stuff in the trunk, and I usually pass her my purse and have her go get in the car, and then I go put the cart away, right? So I went to do that, and I turn as I was turning around, there were like two guys next to us. Well, not like really next to us. There was one kind of off a little bit, and then one pretty close to me. And he was like, and I'd say they were probably, I don't know, 16, 15, 16 years old, right? And the one that was closest to me was like, ma'am, do you have a dollar? I just need a dollar. And I was like, no, I don't have any cash. Sorry. And then he was just kind of standing there. And I looked, you know, I saw the other guy and he was just standing there watching me. And so I was, you know, I just was on guard, you know, told her to get in the car. I held onto my purse because, like I said, that's what I was doing. And I had on my big like winter purse, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like in the process of taking it off when I had turned around and noticed him there, but I just put it back on, you know, just like, nope, I don't have a dollar. And so then he just continued to stand there. And then, so they were like in the direct way for me to go put the cart away. And so I didn't want to go that way, obviously, because like at this point, it's just the four of us standing out there at this time. I'm like, my kid is getting in the car. And so I went opposite way and just put my cart up on like, you know, the little median part, you know, that you walk on, you walk over when you're going into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left it right there, which you're not supposed to do, but I did because I was like, I'm not walking over there. We're the only ones in this parking lot right now. Something feels off. So I made it back to, you know, I went and did that. I turned around and went to get back in the car and they were gone. Right. So I was just talking to my daughter because she's going to be 16 this year. She's studying for her driver's test. And I've kind of got it instilled in her anyway, like to always lock your doors, watch out. I don't typically go to the grocery store in the dark by myself unless my husband is with me, just because I'm scary like that. And you just never know when you see all of those, you know, things on Omaha scanner or whatever of people being approached or being mugged or anything like that. So you just never know. So I always tell her these things. So when I got in the car, I was just like, am I overreacting or was that weird? And she was like, yeah, I probably would have did the same thing. It felt weird. So then I was like, okay, so I start to pull out. And so I'm looking around because, you know, he's asking for a dollar. So you would assume that he would be asking everybody for a dollar. Mm-hmm. So I drive around, you know, I kind of go out the long way to kind of look around and I don't see these two fellas anywhere. And so obviously they jumped in a car somewhere. And so I was telling my kid, I was like, so I don't know what happened. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but kind of my spidey senses are telling me that they were ready to steal my purse and jump in a car and go, because where did they go? Right. So,
right.
So I was just telling her, and like, I was pretty freaked out by it because it just felt off. And then I was like, you know, he was asking me for a dollar. You can't do anything with a dollar these days, right? You can't get on a bus. You can't take an Uber. You can't.
Right. You know, what's $1?
Aren't even a dollar anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. So what he was wanting me to do, if I'm right, was, you know, dig in my purse so I can be caught off guard and then he can just take the purse. Right. Like I said, I had on my big purse. I usually wear like a crossbody, but I've been wearing a bigger purse lately. And it just fell off. You know, the whole thing just felt off. And she said, well, I saw them in the grocery store, like when we first went in. And I was like, oh, did you? I was like, I didn't even notice them. And she was like, yeah, I noticed them like when we first walked in. So then I'm like, okay, were they kind of targeting us since they happened to be outside when we went out? You know, it just felt really weird. But like now she's like, I don't want to go back to that Hy-Vee. And so it's just so scary that's the world that we live in. But like, even I like that the next couple of nights, it just felt really weird. Even when I was driving home, I made sure nobody was following us because like I said, they just disappeared. They were nowhere to be found. So they obviously jumped into a car. So it's just craziness. So she's like, yeah, when I start driving, I'm not going to go at night. And I was like, yeah, I was like, unless you're by yourself, like, that's just the best thing to do. I hate to scare you, but that's just what you have to do nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to be on guard. There's so many crazy things going on. I mean, just like we saw yesterday, you can't even be inside the store with tons of people.
Right.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen for sure. All right. Shall we get into what I saw on the internet? Say yes.
Yeah. I couldn't hear what you said, but yeah.
Let's get started on what I saw on the internet. Okay. So, well, of course, now I lost the thread. 1 second. Let's see. Okay. My ex is threatening to send my nudes to my kids.
To her kids?
To her kids. First of all, wasn't that like child pornography or against the law? I mean, it's against the law anyway. That's revenge porn. But to the kids, isn't there another law that we're going against here?
Yeah, you're just going to have him beat up. You're just going to have to get some dudes that you know to go over there and just make it happen. And then he can't send anything. Don't threaten anything with my kids. You're going to beat up.
Unless this person is 62 years old and their kids are 40. I mean, but still, that's still gross. Like, who thinks, ooh, I'm so mad, let me send these nudes to their children? Like, what?
Who does that? 62-year-olds can get it. You getting beat up.
I mean, I know. I'm just saying. Just beat up the old folks. Okay. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
Well, I think that that's crazy, and I'm glad that that person is out of that relationship. And I would make sure I document these things, even if it's a telephone call. Girl, get that good screen record going, and or video or whatever, and make sure you have your evidence so that you can go after them, because that is against the law. Also, don't be giving people nudes. I can't stress that enough. If your person is with you, they should be able to see you nude in the flesh. Stop sharing nudes. Stop doing that. Because even if you do have somebody on the up and up, anything can happen. Phones get hacked. You can lose your phone. And then all your business is just out there. Just don't do it. Don't do it, Nicole.
Yeah. No, I ain't never done that. Listen, first of all, I'm not taking no nudes. Because, girl, especially not now and especially not at 62. But then even if I did, I ain't sharing them. No, girl. Ma'am. No, ma'am. That's too much going on over here. Some days is over.
Oh, girl. Okay, yeah, next question. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, don't do that. I mean, it just blows my mind how so many people get shocked that their stuff gets leaked. And it's like, stop sharing these things with people. You cannot trust anyone with stuff like that. No one.
You can't. No one. No one. Because you can be married for 20 years and then you break up on the 21st year and then what? Like, just don't do it. It's just not a good idea.
And as soon as that person is bitter, then that's ammo for them to use against you.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
You ain't getting nothing from me. You might get a little emoji, but I'm not in it.
Right, right. Okay, next question. How do I, 35-year-old female, break up with someone, 30-year-old male, that is officially homeless but now resides with me? So this 35-year-old woman wants to break up with her 30-year-old boyfriend, but he's homeless if he's not living with her.
Oh, well.
I mean, I think it depends. It depends on what happened or why you were breaking up with him. I know you say, oh, well, and that is totally your personality. But it just depends on what it is, because if the person didn't do anything and you are just over it, or person didn't do anything to you, then I would tell them, okay, you know, we need to break up. We're breaking up and I know you don't have anywhere to go. So here's X amount of time for you to figure it out. Right. But if you did something to me and you are the reason why we are breaking up because of something that you did, then you got to go. And that's your problem, because whatever you have done, you should have made sure you had your stuff together for you to go ahead and exit my life for whatever you've done.
Yeah, I look at that different. So when she says he'd be homeless if he's not residing with me, to me says that everything must be in her name. Because he can't be homeless if she breaks up with him, if he's got his name on anything legally. So that would have to be decided, right? So basically everything to me is in her name. Mm-hmm. And he's 30 years old. So he's okay with sitting up under you. And if he don't have money to be able to take care of himself, if you break up with him, then that's another thing that tells me, that, you know, if their relationship isn't working out and he's not 50-50 on anything, she don't owe him nothing. And it's not her problem that his 30-year-old hasn't got nowhere to go.
I mean, I can feel that, but I mean, she put up with it. She knew that, you know, when they moved in together, she's got everything in her name and he's not bringing anything to the table. It's kind of like when somebody, a couple gets divorced after so many years and the husband's been working forever and the wife has never worked. She was a stay-at-home mom. You can't just put her out. Like, when you're married, you have to pay alimony. Not saying that it's like this, but it's like you get somebody acclimated to a certain lifestyle, then it's not their fault, you know, that you continue to live this way. I mean, I feel you, and I'm not defending that, like that point that you're saying, because I feel that nobody wants to be with somebody who's not bringing anything to the table. But if that's the way it was, and now 2 years later, you're upset about it, then I think you do have to give that person some time to get out, because I wouldn't be okay with just putting somebody out and they're homeless. Like, give them a moment to even maybe find another couch to live on or something.
Yeah, I just feel like he also knew going into it that everything was in her name. So if things don't work out, you don't own anything and you don't have a say in anything and you don't have a right to anything. So if you know that, then it's your responsibility as an adult to have a backup plan if things don't pan out. It's not her responsibility to take care of him because she's done with the relationship and he hasn't done his part to make sure he's taken care of whether they work out or not. That's not her responsibility.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think that if you give him the time, or if you say, hey, this is what's happening, you have X amount of time to figure it out. You know, you have until this day to move.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but I don't think that it should be a huge amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's fair for her to not just say, oh, you have to go right this second, but also it's not her responsibility to worry about what is he going to do in the future, because now he's no longer with you. He's not your responsibility and he is an adult. So, and when it comes to like stay-at-home moms that would need like, you know, you can't just kick them out and they would need alimony and a place to go. To me, that's different. That's a partnership. And whether that woman worked or not, she's been raising your kids and that and taking care of your home. And that brings something to the table. So if this person, you know, is 30 years old and there's no kids involved and there's nothing that they're bringing to the table for the stability of the relationship, that's, to me, that's just like a totally different thing. And
well, I mean, with alimony too, you don't have to have kids for alimony.
No, you don't, but you have to be married, but, so yeah, I understand, but usually not in all cases, but usually if you're married and the wife isn't working, a lot of times they're taking care of the home and whatnot, but also, I don't believe in a lot of the times that it's the man's responsibility to take care of the woman either, just because she didn't have a backup plan. Yep. So whether it's man or woman, I just feel like if you're an adult, you need to have your priorities set. And I've always told my daughter this, who's 21, doesn't always listen to me, but this is what I always say. If you get yourself involved in a relationship and you choose to move in with somebody, never move in with them anywhere and have things that you couldn't afford on your own if the relationship doesn't work out. Because once that relationship is over, everything that came with that relationship, if you can't keep it financially for yourself, is over as well. Absolutely. It's nobody's responsibility to take care of you. You are a grown adult.
Absolutely. So, that's something that my mom instilled in me too, even with my husband. When we moved in, have a backup plan. Like, I understand you think this guy is the one and everything is going to work out. I pray that it does, but have a backup plan. Make sure you have somewhere to go if you need to leave in the middle of the night. Make sure you have a credit card with a zero balance in case you need to get a hotel room. And that's something that I've always lived by, even before my husband. You know, just always be prepared for what's going to happen to you in life, or what can happen to you in life. Definitely, I agree.
So I guess we would tell her, go on ahead and give him a 30-day notice, give him a timeline, and then boot him out, whether he's got somewhere to go or not. And then we tell him it's time to be a grown man and figure out your shit.
Amen.
And you got 30 days.
You got 30 days. Not 31. 30 days.
That's my advice.
I like it. Okay, next question. Husband doesn't agree that I take my five-year-old son to the women's restrooms in public. So I guess we do have a parenting one today.
5 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not letting my five-year-old baby go in a bathroom that I can't go in with all the stuff that's been happening these days.
Exactly.
So if husband's worried about it, husband needs to be there 100%
needs to take him.
Take the little boy to the bathroom.
Absolutely. 100% agree on that one. Okay.
Give him 30 days.
30 days to figure it out. Okay.
Right.
Here's another one. Boyfriend is upset. Okay, hold on. Let me give you the ages. 31-year-old female, 31-year-old male. Boyfriend is upset I got my hair cut short. What are your thoughts?
My husband hates when I cut my hair. Being a hairstylist, I go through phases because I do different things on people every day. And I'm always like, I want that or I want that. And so sometimes my hair is really long. Sometimes it's mid-length. Sometimes it's really short.
Mm-hmm.
He hates when I cut my hair off. But I'm a grown woman. It's my hair. And I'm the one that gets up every day and takes care of it. Yeah. And it's just how it is. He does a lot of things I don't like. He ain't changing them. So it's your hair. And
it's your hair.
If it's going to be that big of a deal, then you need to find a new boyfriend.
Word. My husband definitely prefers long hair. And I am growing my hair out, but not because he doesn't like short hair. And if he did say he didn't like short hair, like, I don't want to say it wouldn't matter to me, but it's like, that should not be a big deal to you. Or it shouldn't even be an issue, right? Hair grows. Faster for some people than others, but like it's hair, right? I do enjoy longer hair just because I can do more with it. I can be way more lazy, but I wouldn't have somebody tell me you can't cut your hair or be upset with me because I cut my hair.
And you'd be surprised how many women come into my salon and sit down and say, I can only get a trim. I really want to cut it off, but my husband would just have a fit. Girl, let him have, maybe he needs to have it.
Right.
I know you are not so worrying about what your hair looks like because your husband might be mad. You're going to do something anyway to make him mad. I do stuff to make my husband mad every day.
Right.
You might as well look cute while you do it.
Okay. Okay. The next one is, I feel down about Valentine's Day being around the corner and I've been single for nearly 4 years. What do you single people do other than cry? So obviously neither one of us are single, but I've been single on Valentine's Day before and it's cheap and it's fun and it's fine. Like, I don't know why Valentine's Day is such a big deal. I enjoy a Valentine's Day just because I know I'm going to get flowers and I know I'm going to get like a good dinner. But if I didn't have those things, I wouldn't sit at home and cry because I was single. Like I said, I've been single a lot of Valentine's days and it's fine. It's another day.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Like, I get it. You're single on Valentine's Day, but it's a holiday on a calendar for retail value.
All right.
It's literally made for the candies and the florists. Mm-hmm. And there's no need to sit home and feel upset about that. Because if you single on February 14th, you probably single on March 1st. I mean, what's the difference? You single on St. Patrick's Day and the 4th of July and
right.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Get out of your feelings. Go do something. Guess what? I'm not single. I'm married. And guess what I'm doing this Valentine's Day? I'm working at the salon from 10:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. And my daughter has basketball practice. Maybe I should be crying. No, it's nothing to cry about. I find that sad. Like, you should have like at least one person in your life that would say, let's go out and do something.
And it sounds to me like this person is just comparing themselves to like the novelty of Valentine's Day. Like, when we get something for Valentine's Day, we post it on Facebook, or, you know, you see all of the happy-go-lucky couples on TV who show you what their image of Valentine's Day is. It's literally just another day where you get a couple of extra things. It's fun to get things, but you can go buy those things for yourself. Actually, be smart and go get them the day after half price to 75% off and have yourself some chocolates or some flowers if you want. But who cares about being single on Valentine's Day? It's stupid. Also, can we make sure everybody says Valentine's Day and not Valentine's Day? Because that irritates
I'm
my
guilty.
soul.
I'm
Oh my
guilty.
God, you say Valentine's?
Sometimes.
Oh Lord, sweet baby Jesus.
I have learned over the years to really watch myself, and I have to think about it to say Valentine's, but normally I would always say Valentine's.
I cannot. I cannot.
I
know. I cannot.
I would always get so made fun of it for it.
Yeah, because that's silly. Do you also say I'm sorry for your loss?
No, I don't
I'm
say
sorry
that.
For your loss.
I don't say that. I don't say that, but I have always said Valentine's. So it's been the last couple of years that I've really worked hard to say Valentine's with the N.
I can't.
I'm getting there.
I cannot with you.
Hey, I can't be perfect, okay? I do some things wrong some of the time.
I mean, okay, I'll give you that. Okay, I've got one here. You're going to love this one.
All
You're
right.
You're going to get all fired up.
Oh, shit.
Male 27 puts his hands on my neck, female 26, but said he wasn't choking me. So I guess my first question is, well, I don't even want to say why, but I want to know, like, what were the circumstances? Like, were you guys having a little fun, or is he trying to be fun? I mean, putting your hands around somebody's neck, I don't know that there's ever a good time besides having a little fun. You know what I mean? But even, I mean, it's not my thing, but it's a lot of people's thing. Something's wrong with this picture, right?
Well, she says, puts his hands on my neck. So is he just laying his hands on your neck, or is he grabbing your neck? Like, I'm confused at how
she says, put his hands on my neck, but said he wasn't choking me.
Okay. So at first I think she should know if she can't breathe, she's being choked.
Mm-hmm.
Second, if she feels like he's choking her, but he's denying that, you need to get away from him because you're smart enough to know if you're being choked or not.
Well, I would hope
so. He doesn't have to tell you that's what he's doing.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Because like sometimes they'll put their hands on your neck to give you a kiss. But you'd know if you were being choked, right? Like
Right. And she would have to accuse him of choking her for him to say, I'm not choking you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Betty, Sally, whoever wrote that in, you need to reword your stuff next time so we know what's going on.
Yes. Yes, you do. Okay. Let's see if I can find anything else. I think that's all I have, friend. Yeah, that's all I have today.
All right.
Well, I guess that's all for this week. Anything you want to add? What's new with the Balenciaga?
Oh my gosh. So I haven't really looked into it lately because here's the thing. If anybody's curious about it, I suggest that you go on Twitter and search hashtag Balenciaga Gate, and you're going to find so many rabbit holes you can go down. I personally had to stop because it got so disgusting. I was getting physically ill and I was seeing things I did not want to see as a mother and as a human. So, but it got really sick. And honestly too, like I found out, we didn't talk about it much, but I found out, I can't remember his name. I'll have to pull it up since I wasn't prepared, but, Selma Hayek's husband,
mm-hmm.
He has a sister company that owns Balenciaga, and his sister company makes mannequins, and they make children mannequins
mm-hmm.
That are called fuck faces.
Oh,
and
what?
They have penises and vaginas for faces that people can have sex with, and they look like they're 5 or 6 years old.
Stop it.
Yeah. So I'm literally over Hollywood and celebrities. I'm so disgusted. Like, I don't even know who to like anymore. Like the stuff that I was sharing with you about Nelly.
Oh,
there's been multiple weird videos with him, like twirling girls' hair and being all in their face. And they're 16 and 12 on the stage. Mm-hmm. I'm just grossed out and over it. I feel like the internet has exposed probably a lot of things that these people don't want us to know about them. And they're not as glamorous as.
Yeah.
They seem to be. So I guess instead of speaking on it further, I would just say, if you really want to know what's going on and the people that our kids are looking up to, go search mm-hmm. it for yourself, because mm-hmm. there are no role models in Hollywood. I can tell you, none of them are.
Sad day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go check that out if you want to dig more into it. I kind of don't want to hear any more either. It's just some side eyeing everybody. And it's so sad about Nelly. You completely destroyed me with that last video you sent me, but I needed to know, because I am such a Nelly fan, and just watching him twirl that girl's hair, that little girl's hair, just.
And he did to two different, I got two different videos of him doing the same exact thing with two different, I mean, it's just so weird. I mean, it's on stage and adults are cheering like, whoa, yeah. It's like, no, that baby is 12. You better get him away from her.
Yeah. So. And the girls even look like awkward. Like, you like, what's happening here? Like, they had the creep factor going on. We felt the creepiness. Mm-hmm. Don't like it. All right, friend.
Well, there's your dose of weirdness for the evening before we send you guys out of here. Now everyone, after hearing that, needs to go get some wine.
All right. I guess
we will talk with y'all next week, and we will have no more updates on that sick shit.
But no more. We're done. It ends here. It ends with
it ends
us.
Here.
All right, friends. Well, thank you for tuning in. Rate, review, subscribe, share us with your friends. And join our Facebook page at It's Usually Black and White Podcast. And we will talk to you next week. Hi, friends.
Bye.